Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, Ryan, I know just a few minutes ago you said you wanted to move on from the Kimmel thing and we should forgive him, and his apology was well said and obviously much more well said than what he said on the air recently. But I did want to continue kind of the conversation about free speech and the categories that we put stuff in and how the government or universities or other institutions historically have tried to thwart free speech in certain cases. Now, when you say something insensitive and the public responds or a company responds, like in this case with Disney, you know, that's a private choice and it's public pressure that's being put on to make that choice. So suspend Jimmy Kimmel, for example. But there are other situations where it's not quite as clear as that. And I was just thinking, this is not really the same, but I had an experience in life that was a game changer for me. Mm-hmm. And it was back in the 90s when the Olympic Park bombing happened at Centennial Village in Atlanta. I was there when it went off, and I covered the story for, you know, that period of time afterwards, and I worked for NBC News. And I'll never forget, the newspaper, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, came out with a story in their 4 p.m. edition a few days after the bombing that the security guard was under investigation by the FBI, Richard Jewell. Clint Eastwood eventually made a movie about it.
Right, yeah.
And I had, you know, been out of school not that long, journalism school, and I was taught that if you present information to the public that's false, even though you got it from another source, you're still liable for it. It's on you. So I remember telling my producer, my producer boss, I was like, I'm very concerned if NBC runs with this story. We don't have confirmation. It's just basically saying the newspaper is reporting that Richard Jewell is a suspect. Mm-hmm. Well, eventually, I mean, this went on for quite some time. I remember that conversation very well. They didn't listen to me. It went on the air on nightly news. And eventually, NBC got sued over this because of the information that was presented and false. And it ruined this guy's reputation. And he was cleared like 3 months later, and the producer came up to me, and I remember him saying, I should have listened to you. But Tom Brokaw got sued personally over it. Nightly News got sued over it. Yes. It
personally
wasn't a hill of beans to the network. I mean, it was like 750 grand or some small fine that's not a big deal. But it changed my life because I got out of TV news because of that.
That was the reason you can pinpoint.
That is exactly the reason. I got out and I went to radio because of that situation.
Can we have a few follow-up questions on this? So the idea that the FBI is investigating Richard Jewell, that wasn't inaccurate, right? That was actually accurate, but what was the inaccuracy that was reported?
It was that the characterization of him as being the person that did the bombing. There wasn't,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that continued, and then what happened was they, you know, they tore the guy's life apart, and yep. he was not guilty, obviously. And so the FBI had issued an apology later. Mm-hmm. The only media outlet, which is kind of funny, the only media outlet that won their case against Richard Jewell was mm-hmm. the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Oh, the one that put it out.
Yes, they're the only ones, and that was like 10 years later or something. All the networks got sued and lost.
Was it like a matter of the telephone game? So they got the first.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Facsimile, which would have been accurate, but when they got it from someone else, the other news networks, they got a copy of a copy, which
right.
maybe something lost in translation there. Yeah. Well, he did get the movie, and I have seen that movie. I should watch that Clint Eastwood movie. But going back to that time reporting on it, you yeah. recognize that, and it was the reason you got out of television. It was is the reason because you realized that they were so big, they didn't mind making a mistake and ruining someone's life because they can write a check and it would be gone?
Part of it was that. Mostly, though, I was just... It was not... That was the straw. That was the mm-hmm. straw. But previously, I had just been getting aggravated watching my network at the time and mm-hmm. CNN and other networks continually report false information. Without mm-hmm. double check, no confirmation. And then they would go back later and say, oops, we were wrong. And I hated that. It drove me insane. Get it right the first time. I remember watching, a lot of broadcasts over many, many breaking news stories. And that's usually when it would happen. And being first was always the priority, not getting it right. And that's what mm-hmm. disturbed me. It all started with the cable news in the 80s. And it went to 24-hour news, and you have got to fill 24 hours. And so standards fell precipitously in the 90s. And that's,
right.
It's not an exact equivalent to what happened here, obviously, but it was just something that I thought about. And I usually, that story always sticks in my mind because it was a bigger picture. And in fact, one of my former colleagues wrote a book about the 24-hour news cycle and what happened with journalism and why it got so bad so fast. So anyway, that's...
Well, you've been in this game for a long time, Scott. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
You're like, that's what you got out of this story? I've been around for a while. Yeah. That's the moral of the story. Come on now. I didn't realize that you were working Olympic duties. That was pretty big deal, the Olympics inside of the United States at that time.
It was.
Coverage and whatnot. You know, how do you feel about, let's kind of, instead of talking about Richard Jewell, O.J. Simpson. Oh. I can say with a great level of certainty that he was guilty in that case, but the court of law found him not guilty. Do you have any journalistic moral gray area when you truly believe the system got it wrong and you can say it anyway?
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect example. I actually covered that story, too, for NBC.
Oh, okay.
That
okay.
was a couple years earlier when I that was my first year at NBC was the O.J. Simpson trial.
O.J.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was unbelievable. That's another example of how just sensationalistic the news got at that time. Mm-hmm. And everybody was, and we were getting new networks, and Fox wasn't even a thing back then. And it came along to add another layer to the, you know, the network system. But yeah, the O.J. Simpson trial, it was a clown show. It was just, mm-hmm. I couldn't believe what I was watching. And yeah, I think I think as a journalist, sometimes Edward R. Murrow, one of the, you know, the most famous journalists of all time. I mean, mm-hmm. he was opinionated. He wasn't just objective. He added context. And if it's context that adds depth to the story, that's one thing. If it's just throwing stuff against the wall and hoping it's true, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah. No, that is a whole different thing, throwing the spaghetti up against the wall or whatever that phrase is. Who do you think the last great newsman was? If you were to look at someone to say, man, we haven't had it that good since, fill in the blank. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Well, I'll tell you this. When I was a teenager, I had a picture of Peter Jennings on my wall.
Some people have Heather
Locklear.
Some
people have baseball players. I had those too, but yeah, or models. I had one of Peter Jennings. So that's my guy. I miss him.
Oh, okay. Peter Jennings. Was he Canadian?
Yeah,
I think he was.
Yeah, he was Canadian.
Yeah. Peter Jennings, yeah, he covered some great stories.
Yeah, his presence on the air was unparalleled. But I mean, you go back to like Walter Cronkite and mm-hmm. some of those, and Jane Pauley, mm-hmm. some of the women that got up, Barbara. I mean, you know, there's been some good ones along the way, and we still have good journalists today. It's just a different,
sure.
It's just a different industry.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's just a matter of nostalgia, but when you think of, okay, what was the last great? I don't think of a modern day one. I always think back. You know, it's just my inclination. It's just what happens. But I don't know if that's a fair reflection on the state of journalism today. It's just what I do. Think back. Peter Jennings, so great. What was his last year on air? Did he make it to the, I think, early 2000s?
Probably, yeah. Well, he died fairly young.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys,
or something?
A lot of those guys were smokers. I mean, just randomly. Yeah, I think he was a smoker. Bob Edwards, who was on NPR's Morning Edition for like 25 mm-hmm. years, heavy smoker. So one time I did a show with him, and we were at a coffee shop hosting the show, the local version of the Morning Edition national show. And every 10 minutes, when there was a little break, he would go out and chain smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot of, back then, guys in that industry, men and women, who were just heavy, heavy smokers. So a lot of them died young.
Yeah. Do you look at Paul Harvey as a journalist or an entertainer more?
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. He's a commentator. I loved Paul Harvey, though. I really did.
So good.
Yeah.
I know that it's the laziest of all radio talk show topics, the Mount Rushmore of anything. Mm-hmm. But if you did a Mount Rushmore of radio, I think Paul Harvey would definitely be on it.
I don't think he was so unique.
He was so unique. And at his peak, for as long as his peak was, decades, he was on top of his game. He was so, so good. Okay. Well, Scott, I enjoy talking I'm looking at my wall. Do I have a room for a Peter Jennings poster? I love this idea that what a weird teenage boy bedroom you must have had.
I knew what I wanted to do.
That was Scott on the Spot. 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.